Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, George Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joseph juggles the ball. That's an error on Joseph. Seaborn scores. Lau moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lau strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 1 in the game. Joseph hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Dick Brown pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a line drive into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Ed Charles. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Joseph now playing third base. George Alozic now playing first base. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Westock now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Alozic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Gino Cimoli now playing left field. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 2 in the game. Joseph hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Westock. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. George Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.